So good to see you in the Lord's house today. We're glad that you are here. I want to call your attention to Isaiah chapter 33 this morning in light of all of the events that have taken place over this past week. It's an amazing thing. Mr. O'Pager touched on this in Sunday school this morning, that what we're seeing in the Middle East is being called the Arab Spring. And springtime is when little birds are chirping and flowers are blooming and trees are popping out their buds and so forth like that. But there's nothing spring-like about what we are seeing. What we are seeing is an eruption of peoples that have been held in check by dictators for many years. Those dictators are being removed, and they have it has the feel of democracy and the chaos that oftentimes goes with it, which is not a chaos that's designed to bring peace to the region, but rather a design. The first act of the Egyptian Congress after their election was to declare Israel their number one enemy, that they're going to target that country, they're going to try to move it off the face of the earth. Iran, same thing. You look at the different things. It's all directed to Israel and anyone that supports Israel, and that is, of course, the United States of America. I want to show you from God's Word where the Arab Spring is going to end up. All right? In Isaiah chapter 33, it says in verse 7, "Behold, their valiant ones shall cry without." That's talking about the Arab nations. "The ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste, the wayfaring man ceaseth. He hath broken the covenant, he hath despised the cities, he regardeth no man. The earth mourneth and languisheth. Lebanon is ashamed and hewn down. Sharon is like a wilderness. Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. Now will I rise, saith the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself." Now that, of course, is the lifting up that will come when he comes back in power to establish his kingdom here upon this earth. But the outcome of all of the hatred toward Israel will result in the destruction of the Arab nations. Now, it's a grievous thing. Our heart goes out. You know, we have, as Americans, we have done a great deal over the centuries to send the gospel witnesses into those regions of the world. We seek even to this hour the salvation of the Muslim. We want them to know of Jesus Christ. But their reaction most times is the hatred of Christians, the killing of Christians. You can go on now, right now, and watch video after video that are posted online of the death of women and men who refused to recant and had their heads cut off and recorded and put on YouTube and other areas they're available to see to show the world what they think of Christianity. All those who would seek to try to proselyte the Muslim, this is what will happen to them. Now, that's certainly not true of all the Muslims. I don't want to make a blanket statement, but it's the truth behind the majority. All right? You understand that. It's the truth behind the majority, that the eruptions that we are seeing take place today with the fighting and the killing that's going on. And isn't it interesting that there hasn't been an outcry of the Muslim community about Muslims dying in Syria? You don't hear it. There may be a voice here and there, but hundreds upon thousands of people have been killed in Syria by Muslims, and there's not an outcry. There's not a joining together. We got to get this stopped. It's just silence. Folks, we have to understand this is setting the stage for the end times. They despise the worship of Jesus Christ. Let's face it. Let's call it what it is. And let us be ready to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and be counted for Him. We want to have Jesus' name worshipped in the nations of the earth, and one day it will be. It says here, "I will rise, saith the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself." And in the Muslim nations of the world, they'll be worshiping Jesus Christ. Jesus and Jesus only. Not a God of their own figment or imagination, but rather the God of the Bible. What a glorious day that will be. And we pray that the Lord will give us grace going forward as we see the events unfolding around the world, that God would give us grace and realize that our redemption draweth nigh.